Hi, everyone. Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we?
So, I guess the quick summation of what I really wanted to say is that if you sat down and talked to an involved parent that has a kid in the same grade as you, and maybe you and that parent don't see eye to eye on political issues, and that's fine. You don't have to. That's totally fine. That's great. I think but the point is you should both agree that you should get your kids should have the best experience, and maybe you shouldn't argue about politics in front of your kids about things, and maybe you should let your kids be kids and see about, you know, their education, you know, make sure they know how to add and read and all that stuff. And if something really comes up that we can't learn about, that you would maybe talk to each other about it before going on a book burning rant or whatever. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm old fashioned. I just, I'm not into that type of thing. Just a real quick update locally here, Waukesha. Over the weekend, the police are investigating after a group of men hung a racist banner off the transit center on Thursday. That's real good. We don't want to send... here's a quote from Waukesha City Administrator Kevin Lehner. We don't want that sort of message spread in our community. All right. That's the type of thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, when those type of things happen. Because, like I've been told several times... if you were at a party and someone shows up at that party wearing a Nazi flag, and that person is allowed to stay at the party, you are now at a Nazi party. Because if you don't say anything about it, you're fine with it, and you're part of that. So I just want to say, you know, maybe we should do things about things, and I want to. That's my horrible transition into this story, horrible story about a gay student attacked at a game with New Ulm basketball. This is in Minnesota. It was shared with me over the weekend. The essence of it is a student came on the basketball team came out to his teammates, and the team completely embraced him. Parents and family and fans, you know, wore, you know, pride shirts and things like that. He was totally supported by his community. Well, he played against New Ulm School, and they did not do a really good job of helping with the situation. They were doing things on the court like, I got the gay kid guarding me. And then their bus on the way home was basically stopped by a bunch of cars and then paintballed.
Yeah, almost ran off the road.
Almost run off the road. So, that's not good. What if the bus driver panics? What if things, you know, someone said it, they heard it described as a conservative school versus a more of a liberal school. And, you know, they were being made fun of because one school had the mask mandate for longer. But here's... New Ulm superintendent, the superintendent of the offending school, right, said he hasn't. This is the key two sentences here that I really want to read and relate to everybody here. New Ulm superintendent said he hasn't received information leading him to believe the harassment and the bus incident were related. Ha ha, which means it's more widespread than you think it is. There will be conversations with New Ulm student body after spring break, he said. Here's the quote though. It was four individuals making a really poor decision. But perception matters. One incident can reflect poorly on all of us.
Yeah. Especially when you've got previous incidents of the student section saying the things that they were saying and the players. And yeah. It was very disturbing story.
This goes back to Brian Stile. If you're complicit with these idiots who say that the election was stolen and don't say anything back, you're part of the problem. It goes back to, if you don't admit that the Republicans have been in control for 12 years, but then you complain about the Democrats.
All the Democratic policies that got passed through that Wisconsin legislature.
Then you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
So,
no, sarcasm.
Anyway.
No, there were not any Democratic policies passing through Rodney Lawson.
I know.
Just to throw it out there. None of that. That was sarcasm.
Not even brought up, let alone passed.
No.
All right, let's finish up with the phone lines. We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, we got our friend Jesse here in Madison calling in. Had a comment about the politics with kids. Jesse, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Hey, no, I think you guys are spot on with about all that, but not to quibble too much, but Brian was made a comment about letting kids be kids and not involving them in political arguments. And, you know, as a parent, I think that's actually kind of not always as helpful. You know, kids are way smarter than we give them credit for, and they hear these things whether we think that they're hearing them or not. And I think one guiding North Star in our family has been, you know, to always answer questions as soon as they're asked, and also to include them in these discussions in an age-appropriate manner as early as possible. Because, you know, when these kids get to be teenagers, trying to talk about really hard life issues becomes difficult if you haven't been talking about them for a long time. So, you know, talking about, granted, you know, not arguing in front of them in a bombastic way.
That's more what I was getting at, but debate,
yeah. Including them in the debate is really important from as early as they're able to tack on to it, because I think our whole society has this mindset that, you know, I don't want to be political, which, you know, we're all political animals. Politics is just making a group decision. So, you know, if we incorporate that early on, hopefully we can avoid that avoidance of being responsible for your decisions later.
For sure. And I feel this, and I completely agree with you, and I probably phrased that poorly. I'm more talking about the two adults screaming at each other while the kids are sitting there going, I just wanted some ice cream. Yeah. That doesn't mean they can't handle it. And I feel the same way not about politics, but also about sexual issues, too, because the more you make it a taboo, the more that it's going to be a problem. And that's really the issue. You want to be able to be open and honest with kids about things. But at the same time, you also don't want to get into a fist fight over whether Biden won the election or not.
I would say, I'm not a parent, but I believe that the school board meetings where parents are just screaming and screaming about anti-critical race theory proposals and banning books, that's not a productive political conversation. Yeah. So we appreciate the call, Jesse.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Brian for the whole day today. We really appreciate all of you calling in, listening, being a part of the show. Brian, I missed you, man. This was great.
It's nice to be back in the saddle. It feels weird, but it's all right. It's all
right, man. Well, hopefully we'll be back same time tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Up better next, than ever.
Yeah, up next we got the Devil's Advocates, so stay tuned.